Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mayer with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 28th of May. Starting off with Bahamas Petroleum, which I have to say I managed to reject a couple of days ago, just obviously on the history of the stock, it's not been great, at least since February, so that was my mistake. But so far through the 200-day moving average at 2.21 pence, and above that on an end-of-day close basis, looking for a target up towards that January resistance line projection as high as 6.5p over the next month to 6 weeks. In the meantime, any dips towards that 200-day line regarded intraday as a buying opportunity. Amazingly enough, Cineworld continues to revive. One would have thought the best place to catch COVID would be in a cinema, but that doesn't seem to have put off the bulls in this situation. In fact, we've broken that neckline resistance there at 86 pence, and above that on an end-of-day close basis, the shares could head up towards the 200-day line, at least £1.50 plus over the next 4 to 6 weeks. Best case scenario target up to 230 pence, although I suppose by that time we might even have a vaccine for COVID. Stock which has been back in focus recently, along with all the other newly bullish pharma stocks, is Gene Drive. Here you see the bounce off that main £1.40 to £1.50 support area. Situation now is that got resistance there just today up at £1.90, but an end of day close above that would hopefully unleash a new leg to the upside towards the top of that rising trend channel I've drawn from April as high as £3.50. In the meantime, any dips towards the 20-day moving average at £1.59 currently regarded as a technical buy opportunity. RSI 62, so well away still from the overbought area. Stock or a company which looked like it was going to go bust until very recently is Into Properties. Obviously, one can't rule anything out in the current environment, but at least again, the shares have rallied and broken the initial May resistance at 6 pence. While above that, we've got a target up to 9 pence at the top of that rising trend channel, and that's also the bottom of the gap down from the beginning of March. But this stage, to project the shares any higher than that looks a little bit ambitious. On to a stock which I interviewed yesterday. Hopefully the interview will come out quite promptly today. Keffi Minerals here. You can see the break of the main resistance line there from February at 1 pence, and above that, looking for further gains. Obviously, a retest of the initial May resistance of 1.3 would be the first target, but after that, we can clear that on a weekly close basis. The top of this rising trend channel from January up to 2.4 pence could be the destination for the shares over the next 1 to 2 months. Another mining play which has, I suppose, gone into the shade compared to the rising pharma stocks that we've had is Macango Resources, but we have broken out of this triangle at 3.8 pence from March, and above 3.8, looking for the top of this rising trend channel from a couple of months back at up to 5.75 pence. So this stage, only back below the floor of the rising March trend channel, around 3.7 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. Stock which has been had a troubled past, a recent past rather, is Nanoco, but today the shares up with a bang. Gapping up through the old March resistance at 11.36 and the 200-day moving average at 12.78. The view at this stage is at least while we're above that March resistance, we could see a target initially up towards filling the gap from March at 20 pence, and then a best case scenario target over the next 2 to 3 months up to 30 pence, but obviously only while we hold above that late March peak. Stock of the day yesterday, so thanks to a bit of media coverage, was Omega Diagnostics. I suppose it was a bit painful to see the speeding ticket RNS after that, but the shares did, I suppose, find a support in the 55 to 60 pence bracket intraday yesterday, and have pushed higher from that since. I suppose what we'd need now is an end of day close back above that initial May resistance at 69 pence, and that would then give us a retest of the 90 pence plus area that we spiked to yesterday afternoon. Just two or three to go now. One is a stock which I haven't looked at here before, Phoenix Copper. I think the cash rays out of the way now, and so it looks like we're heading towards the top of this March rising trend channel at up to 33 pence over the near term. That target value while we hold above recent support at 20 pence. Stock, which again defies the COVID theories in terms of contagion, is Revolution Bars. Possibly not one of the safest places one would think of going to, unless you were 2 meters apart from everybody else in the place. But here we've broken the neckline resistance at 25 pence, and above that, a possible target here up to 60 pence at that March, the top of that March rising trend channel, which I have drawn there. Last stock of the day is one which has not been covered here for quite a while, but Touchstar breaking this post-February triangle at 37 pence, and above that, looking for a retest of February resistance through to 65 pence. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe wait for at least an end of day or end of week close above that late April high at 44 pence before thinking about pressing the buy button. Stop loss here back below 35 pence should cover it. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.